This episode of Freedom Revamp the Podcast was sponsored by Krakatoa Coffee Company. Krakatoa is a Black-owned coffee company that sells a variety of coffee roasts to satisfy every coffee drinker's palate. What you will get are satisfyingly rich, robust, and smooth coffee flavors. Their coffee comes in standard, espresso, whole bean, and single-serve cups. They also sell mugs in case you need something to drink their delicious coffee from, and they offer gift cards in several different denominations. So, head on over to KrakatoaCC.com and follow them across the social medias at Krakatoa Coffee Company.
Hello and welcome to Freedom Revamp the Podcast. I am your host, Deshaun Green, and I am joined by Courtney. Say hello, Courtney.
Hi!
And we have some very special guests, but I don't want to introduce them. I want them to introduce themselves because they just so happen to be podcast hosts. Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
We are the co-hosts, since there are two of us, of She Well Read, which is a kind of like a traveling book club podcast. In so many words is how I describe it. Alana, do you want to go into like the specifics?
No, I'm just weak and excited because usually I'm the one to introduce us, and you time. What is?
I did a little bit.
I loved it. I was like ready, and then you went, and I was like, "Then do it."
Wow. No, it's honestly been so long. Like since we recorded the podcast, it's been months, and so it honestly feels weird to even be talking about it again.
Yeah, it was kind of strange, but it feels good, honestly. But yeah, like Samer said, we're She Well Read, and we just actually wrapped up our first season of this show, which is very exciting, and currently in the middle of working on season two, which have we even announced, like, what our book is going to be for season two yet? Do we want to do it on here?
I mean, why not, right?
Extra hot tea. This is great.
Because I remember listening to the last episode, and we almost introduced it there, and then we were like, just kidding. Well, yeah, let's go. Alana, you can do it. Take it away.
Okay, bet. So we are going to be reading More Than Enough by Elaine, and I always feel like I'm saying her last name wrong, and I feel so bad. Is it Welteroth? Welterworth?
Something like that, yeah.
One of those. She's amazing.
Welterworth?
Okay. I feel like it's that, and then I always feel like I'm saying it wrong, and then I feel bad because people say my last name wrong all the time. Remember, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, we're going to be reading More Than Enough. Super, super excited about that. Stay tuned.
Well, thank you, ladies. I'm so excited to hear that we got the first scoop on that.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Well, we're going to go ahead and hop right in, ladies. So we are Freedom Revamped. And Courtney always talks about the concept of practicing freedom. So I want to know what freedom means to you.
Freedom to me means feeling completely free to be yourself in a situation or a space, not feeling manipulated in any way or constricted in any way or restricted, like feeling completely comfortable and natural in your space.
And to piggyback off of Samra, when I first saw this question, I was like, oh my gosh, what does freedom mean to me? And after listening to you guys' show, I was that's it. That's the one. I could not have said it better myself. But if I did have to come up with it myself, I would say that freedom, I don't know, it's kind of complicated in my opinion. It's like you can feel free to a sense to, you know, be who you are, do what you want to do with your life. And like, as long as you're okay with it and you feel good about it, like that's really all that matters. It really doesn't matter if anybody else agrees with you or not. But there's so many things I feel like in life that we cannot feel free about, like not feel free in our own spaces or not feel free to do certain activities or feel financially free. So I feel like there's so many different aspects of it, but I feel like at the core, if you're free with yourself, then that helps all of those other things eventually come together. So that's what freedom means to me.
I would agree. Since we have Courtney here, I think she should tell us her definition as well.
Oh my God. Awesome. Well, I've recently added to my definition of freedom. And at first I was like, can I add to it? But yes, because it's my yes, it's my definition. So normally I would just say being 100% yourself and allowing others that same space in return. But adding to that, we've been doing a series of videos called hashtag freedom defined. And I think freedom is also not only allowing people to be themselves, but allowing them to define freedom for themselves. So like listening to what freedom means to them and saying, wow, I never thought about it that way. So basically allowing others to have their own opinion and respecting their opinion.
I like that.
I love it.
I'd agree. I guess I could kind of piggyback off of everyone. Everybody kind of touched on what I typically say, but I usually define freedom as being like free of any boundaries, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever that might be. You kind of touched on it, Alana, talking about the whole concept of like having so many, it's a very complex thing. Freedom is complex. And because freedom is complex, there's some areas that I definitely feel free in. And other areas where I'm like, I don't know if I've experienced that freedom before. So I like that Courtney always talks about this concept of practicing freedom, which leads me to my next question. How do you all go about practicing freedom on a daily basis, especially since you've just now defined it for us? Based on your definition, how do you practice freedom daily?
Yeah, so I guess it kind of depends on the situation. So I'm the type of person, I'm kind of more laid back to an extent. Samara would be like, no, she's not. But there's some situations, you know, that you might have experienced where you're like, wow, I wish I could have done that differently. And it might be, you know, based on your personality or based on how you just felt on handling that situation at the time. But then going back and being like, okay, if I would have handled that differently, how do I plan to handle that in the future when it comes? And trying to get myself to be like, okay, I know this is how you want to handle this because it would make you feel good, but is it really going to make you feel good? And is that really how you want to handle this? And kind of calling myself out in a way that makes me feel better at the end of the day than it did the last time it happened.
Ooh, yeah. I love that. And that's like constantly also encouraging yourself to like be a better version of you. So mm-hmm. That's really cool. I like that. Oh, okay.
Definitely. I'd say lately I've been practicing freedom by allowing myself the space to make mistakes and forgiving myself when I do make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So important. For me, freedom has been like, I've been trying to fight for freedom emotionally lately because of COVID. I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety and stress from work and like not having much of a work-life balance because literally it's work and home if you're trying to be safe. So because of that, it's like, I have no sense of balance. I want friends. I want adventure. So just trying to fight for that balance, and that's pretty much what my practice has been like, finding ways to get that same freedom in my home, like exploring yoga as a new practice and like finding out that it's something that I really enjoy, and I'm like, oh wow, I could have been doing this the whole time.
We love yoga.
So that's pretty much how I've been practicing. But I am so excited that you ladies have announced your book here, because I think that it's in alignment with what we're discussing today. So on today's podcast, we will be discussing women empowerment, and I am so excited to do this with my fellow Black women and discuss not only what it is, but what it means to us and how we intend to make sure that we're practicing this for a better future. So let's go ahead and hop right into the conversation. You ladies ready?
Yes.
Ready when you are.
Great. So I guess let's start with the first question. What does woman empowerment mean or look like to you?
Okay, I wrote it down because.
Oh, she was ready.
Okay, I mean, I just, my notes was, it was really short. It was just supporting and uplifting females. So that, I didn't even want to say around me because with social media, you can uplift people that you're not even close to. And so really, like, just being the hype man for women everywhere, like, wherever I, like, I feel like that's pretty much it for me. Like, just being a support system because the patriarchy is like, it's so ingrained in our system. It's so crazy. Like, we don't even realize how much it affects us, like, since we were born. And, like, that's something I think about, like, with my own, like, kids, future me, not now. But, like, reading stories to my daughter where, like, you know, the woman is empowered to be who she wants to be. Because I feel like we are fed this, like, women are supposed to be, like, wearing pink and, like, being, like, this certain way and, like, this. And that's not. And then also, like, there's just not a lot of representation in also our literature. Like, I just want my daughter's minds, like, I don't want her to have to unlearn so much. Because that's what we're having to undo as, you know, these, like, waves of feminism continue to grow and, like, we're more exposed and we realize, like, all of these things. I just want it to be easier for, like, the future generations.
I agree. We're definitely untangling knots.
A very deep woven knot, if I may say that. Yeah, but so kind of piggybacking off of what Samara said, women empowerment to me is this right here. Like, this to me is women empowerment. Like, the way that we found each other and was like, oh my gosh, like, what y'all are doing aligns with what we're doing. Let's get together and, you know, be creatives, make magic happen. And I think by, you know, showcasing this off and showing that it is possible, like, this can happen, like, there was this one quote I actually saw today, where I think about this all the time, kind of in this new generation and era of female rappers that we're seeing coming out in the game. There's so many of them and there's so many to support. And there still seems to sometimes be this battle of who's the best rapper, when it's like, why put two queens against each other? Why can't we all be making it? Why can't we all be celebrated? Why does it have to be, you know, kind of team Nicki, team Cardi? Like, why can I not like both of them and support them equally the same? So I think that's part of the unlearning that Samara was talking about, because it used to be that where, you know, you felt like you had to be better than the next woman in the room because, you know, it can only be one of us. So I want it to be me. So I'm going to do what I have to do. But now seeing, you know, like, that's breaking those cycles. Like, no, it can be both of us, because why not? Like, why can't it? So I think women empowerment is definitely, like Samara said, like, uplifting each other. And there's so many different things to support too. So I'm going to plug another podcast that I listen to, Hey Black Girl Official. And when I first saw what they were doing, I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, they had an entire summit where you could come. It was a few days long and it was absolutely free. And I was like, this is amazing. And, you know, she has some new merch coming out, that I bought a shirt and I was like, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. Love to see it. Black Girl Magic. And I just want us to continue this and it not to kind of fall off in a sense as some other movements do. Like, I want this to be a continuous thing where it's just getting better with time.
Definitely. Kind of to piggyback off of both of you, when you were talking about uplifting each other, it's like, and not competing with each other. I mean, we've seen Beyonce collaborate with someone who isn't necessarily on her. She has the talent, but she's not an A-list yet. So, for instance, she had the Savage remix with Meg. A lot of people didn't listen to Meg until that particular collaboration that they did. And I feel like when you're in a spot to help another female win, then you should definitely do that.
I love that you all defined it that way, because believe it or not, Oxford defines empower, just the general word of empower, as giving someone the authority or power to do something or to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. I thought that this was so interesting when you pair that with the word woman, because we have been, like was mentioned earlier by Samra, this is something that women have been experiencing for quite some time, like fighting for their rights, fighting to make space for themselves. And because of that, it is so important that we empower one another. And like interestingly enough, say like the first definition says to give authority or power to do something. It's almost like we grant each other the ability to do things when we cheer for each other. Like, I love the way Black women empower each other. Wow. It's such a beautiful thing. We're like each other's cheerleaders. If you've ever seen a Black woman empower another Black woman, it's a beautiful sight to see. True. And with that being said, it's like you feel unstoppable. Like when I think about my own sisterhoods and the things that women have done for me, and the ways in which they've poured into me in an empowering manner, I felt unstoppable. Like, there's nothing I can't do because my friend told me that I could do it. My Black woman friend told me I could do it. So I believe it.
And that's just on period.
Exactly. That's my thoughts exactly. So Courtney kind of brought up Beyonce, which brings me to the next thing. Like, is there anyone you know personally, or someone that you don't know personally, maybe a celebrity that you think is doing a good job of empowering women?
Okay, so I had some people written down, but like the first person that came to mind when you said the question was not anyone on my list. I'm just gonna go ahead and just run with it. My boss at this clothing store where I work called Basic, Lacey Woodruff, is someone who prioritizes women. Like, her whole business is actually built on that. So she is like pushing for, well, her whole store is made up of like sustainable clothing, which like ethical supply cycles, which basically means that they were created in factories where the workers were paid, the workers were treated fairly, they had maternity leave, like they, you know, all of these things. And like, you know, nothing was harmed in it. And so like pretty much everyone in these factories is like women and like young women and like older women and children, basically. So like when you think about it, that's a feminist issue right there. So like, she literally is building her business on prioritizing the women in these factories in like countries that we haven't even heard the names of, you know what I mean? So honestly, Lacey, because like the people on my list were like Michelle Obama and No Name, which No Name does deserve to be, obviously Michelle Obama, like everyone knows, she's like an icon of women, of womanhood in general, like everything about her, so I don't have to say anything about that. But No Name also, because she's radicalizing so many Black youth that, I mean, that's like a whole revolutionary act, in my opinion. And that's like through Twitter. So she's another person, in my opinion, that is like really killing the game when it comes to women.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, and kind of like Samra, my answer kind of changed based off of like hearing the question again.
Yeah.
So I have two. So one of them that I was originally going to talk about is AOC. AOC for President, 35. Like, she's amazing. Anytime she pops up on my Twitter feed, I'm like, yes, give it to me.
I would jump in front of a bullet for AOC.
AOC is just everything that I would want in a female representative in politics. Like, she is just everything. And I think of one situation in particular that happened, I think it was like a month ago or a few weeks ago, where she was called a very ugly name by another white male politician, and he tried to play it off like it didn't happen. And instead of, you know, what usually used to happen where people would just be like, you know, brush it off, like whatever, it doesn't matter, she was like, no, I'm gonna talk about it because this needs to be called out, because how do you change something without taking action towards the change?
And so just watching her and feeling her power, like, that empowers me to be like, you know what? When something's happening that I'm not okay with, like, don't just stand there and take it. Like, do something about it. So AOC, for sure. Love her. But also, I was thinking, like, who empowers me daily, like, on a day-to-day basis? And my friends, like, I would say every day, my friends are the best people in the world because they make me feel, you know, like I'm doing what I want to do. I'm, you know, they change me for the better. They uplift me and they encourage me to, you know, follow my dreams and do what I want. And anytime I talk about something that I'm super interested in, it's like they get interested in it too because I'm interested, almost like that. If you like it, I love it. So definitely I would say my friends are a great support system and make me feel empowered. And I think that that's something that, you know, we talk about on our show a lot. It's really important to have a good support system of friends around you because you don't need people who don't believe in you or who are kind of just filler people that you know. Like, you need people who on a daily, it's like, how are you? How are you doing? How are those goals that you told me about a week ago going? So I feel like friends are definitely something that empower me every day, along with AOC. Love AOC. Can't say that.
Yes, my grandma watches the news all day, so I call all the AOC stuff. I was like, yes, I saw it all.
Yes.
But someone I would say, well, I have two people as well. Kristen Wells Lewis, she's the owner of this company called Coco Wells, and the slogan for the company is "An Ode to Black Girls in Search of Healing." So the fact that she literally created a company to help Black girls heal, and she focuses on the three wellnesses of well-led, well-fed, and well-paid. So being well as a person as a whole is what she focuses on. And the fact that she's doing that really encourages me to focus on my healing, but also look at those around me and say, hey, do you need help in this particular area of wellness that maybe I'm doing okay in at the moment? And another person is, I'm going to do another podcast plug right here too, is Dana Grant. She has three podcasts, but she's currently only focusing on one called This Should Be in a Book. And she talks about just stuff that people tell her should be in a book. So she gives life advice on a lot of things, but more specifically, she talks a lot about freedom. She doesn't necessarily call it freedom, but she talks, to me, it is freedom, being 100% you without caring about what other people say. So those are my two women.
I think I went personal immediately when I wanted to answer the question, then I thought more vaguely. I love Angela Rye, and I think that she empowers me as a woman. I don't think that she's necessarily specifically focused on woman empowerment, but I think that in her mere living, it's empowering to me as a Black woman, like watching her speak up for herself and do so unapologetically and not politically, like not always politically correct, just exactly how we feel as Black women, or as African Americans and America in general. I love her. She's amazing. Aside from her, on a more personal level, I grew up, and like in middle school, I met Miss Jones, and Miss Jones was like a pivotal teacher for me. I feel like everybody has that one teacher that like changes their life, and she was that one teacher for me. And we're still in contact to this day. And she was a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, which is why I became interested in becoming a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And like being able to connect with her on that level, but also watching what she does for her students. And she started a STEP team within my school to empower young girls. And then those same girls are becoming women, and she's still so invested in our lives, and I love it. She really is rooting for us, always has been, and I think that's very important to take whatever profession you're in and find a way to really hone in on its like purpose and like its underlying benefits. Like, I'm an artist, and sometimes you never know, like when you're on set, it matters how you treat other people and things like that, because you never know. You could be that one interaction with them can change them forever. And I definitely feel changed by Miss Jones. So I'm super thankful for her and the way that she's empowered me.
Love to see it.
Yeah. I love what you just said about like that one interaction could change how they feel, because Alana just mentioned surrounding yourself with people who will uplift you. And like, I feel like it's important that we intentionally surround ourselves with people who aren't going to cause us to feel bad about ourselves, who are going to make us want to be better people. So being intentional about the people, but more specifically women you surround yourself with, is like 100% important.
Again, ladies, what a pleasure it was to have you. And Courtney, thank you for joining me. It was a pleasure to have our founder here on the podcast. This is amazing. This was great. So signing off, as usual, we encourage you to practice freedom, and we will see you next time on the Freedom Revamp podcast. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. So I know you're probably confused. You're like, what? That episode was so good. That's all we get? But no, that's not it. We didn't have enough time to finish it on Freedom Revamped. However, you can check out the rest on She Well Read with Samra and Alana.